They don't believe. So those spirits was in that man. Messiah said, go to thine own house. I'm expressing thine own. Thine own. He says in Luke chapter 19. Luke 19 verse 21. And verse 22. You understand the details here? He gave one five, one three, and one talent. And he returned for the usury of his talent. Look at what Messiah says in Luke chapter 19, verse 21. He responded unto Messiah, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, a hard one. Thou takest up where thou layest not down, and thou reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that which I laid not down and reaping that I did not sow. He said, out of whose mouth? He was going to judge him? Out of thine own mouth. He said, out of thine own mouth. Do you not understand the possession of that? Do you not understand the possession that there was a servant there? And that man, he said to me, because you have spoken this, out of thine own mouth shall thou be judged. You are wicked, and in what place is hell? Wicked and slothful servant. Out of thine own mouth. Out of thine own mouth shall you be judged. Thine own. Thine own mouth. The words that come out of your own mouth are going to judge you. They are thine. Thine own. You have conjured them up because there's an issue in your spirit. It's not the issue of faith. It's not the issue of love. It's not the issue of the blood flowing down upon your sins. So out of thine own mouth shall he judge you. You always say, out of thine own mouth, you wicked thing, shall I judge you. Thine own mouth now. Thine own mouth. Thine own mouth. So it means that there's a possession there, isn't it? That's what I want to stress to you. There's a possession there. While it was thine, it was thine. When you sold it, was it still not thine? It was still thine. Even after you sold it, it was thine. It's just when you came to present it to the apostles' feet as a gift of your way. A sign that you've given up all thine, that you may have that which is his. And so because you didn't do that, then you're going to die. Because of that, you will bring corruption in the whole house. You're always going to do that in this house. He's going to kill them. He's not doing it in a way that he did before, but they're dying spiritually. They give themselves over to every kind of vile thing there is. Corrupt thing. And Satan set them there before his audience. And he filled them with lying doctrines and sins and corruption. He filled their minds with every kind of vile thing there is. Everything there is. Everything. The reports of how the televisions are doing the children, that they have no reality of what life is about. So for them to kill someone in these video games, it's not a reality to them. That's why they can kill. Their times are idle. They have no shepherding and no leadership. And the man that will stand up and tell the mother, your wicked boy, your little whorish daughter, she despises him. Who are you to call my son that way? My daughter's a good girl. You're a liar. She's a lying Jezebel. She's a pervert. She's a liar. And you will see the manifestation of that, even in their flesh. Sure you are. You're going to see it. Death. There's a love for truth. There's a love for life. And they die out unto Yahweh because he kills them. And the things of the world lighten their eyes. And there's no light. You look in their eyes, you sense the darkness there. No light at all. And that's why they love foolishness and laughter and playing. They don't want to talk about Yahweh in the scriptures now. They don't even want to talk about Jesus Christ. They don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about that. They want foolish stuff. They want laughter. You remember that back then? They want to go back to the foolishness and the weak and beggary elements of the world. They don't want to talk about the present day thing. The sin that has been rapidly manifested today. The corrupt. They don't want to talk about that. No, they will not. They want to go back to the by-and-bys. That foolishness. Oh, you remember that, gee, we had such a nice time. No, I thank you always for that deliverance. Don't you understand the sin and the bondage of that? Yeah, I do, but, okay. Oh, look at that. That is so pretty over there. They want to draw their attention away from the sin and the corruption that are theirs. It's real today. You don't have to concur with me. That's all right. He satisfied my soul to let me know I'm speaking the truth. For he is truth, and I speak Messiah. He said, thine own. thine own. He expressed that, didn't he? He talked about that, that we may know that those things that we are, those things that we possess, they are thine. They are thine. You possess that. You held on to it, not realizing you've been bought with a price. But that's all right. I got a price, and I've paid a price for the souls of those that are mine. And only your way is going to deliver his people from the bondage of the sin today that captivates them. The scripture says in Psalms 21, verse 13. Psalms 21, verse 13. David said, be thou exalted, Yahweh, in thine own strength. Will we sing praise? Will we sing and praise thy power? In thine own strength, he said, in thine own strength. In thine own. You tell me Yahweh possesses no strength? He has his own strength. And David said, we exalt thee, Yahweh. We exalt thee. We want you to be exalted, Yahweh. And the strength of your character, your name, whom thou art, we exalt that name above the heights of the heavens. He said, we will sing praises. Look, we will sing praises and sing to thy power. For we know you have power. We know that you are able to exalt yourself in thine own strength. So we exalt you in thine strength. In thine strength. So that means he's a possessor of strength, doesn't it? He has the character of strength. You believe that? You believe that? You believe that? Messiah cast out the spirit in his Father. All the works he did them in the Father's name. That is why he told us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And what Yahweh did in that blood, he gave us a hope that you cannot deny Messiah. You can't write him off. You cannot, because he came in the Father's name. In thy strength you exalt thyself. Well, that has no relevance to us. So I want to deal with the thy name, thine own. Look what scripture says in John chapter 17, verse 11. Are we not expressing thine own? If it's thine own, it means someone possessed that, doesn't it? This is what scripture says in John 17, verse 11. Messiah said, and now, I am no more in the world. John 17, 11. And now, I am no more in the world. But these are in the world, Father. I come to thee, Holy Father. He said, keep through thine what? Own. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Through thine own name? He told them to go to thine own country? While it was yours, it was thine own? What is thine own name then, Father? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's what he says, hallowed be thy name. And he said, you kept him through thine own name. What is his own name then? Well, I don't believe it means that. I will show you in Scripture where they name things after their own names. And it tells you the name of thine own name. And he said, you have kept them in thine own name. Why? Because Yahshua was the keeping power of Yahweh's grace. He came in the power and the name of Yahweh. It's not Jesus. Jesus. Yahshua. Messiah, the Lamb. And the hope of Yahweh. He said, keep through thy name, thine own now, thine own name. This is your name. No one else has this name but thine. Keep through thine own name. He said, you keep through thine own name those that thou hast given me. They're in the world, so you keep through thine own name. He has a name, and there is a name. Messiah said in verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that gave this me I kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I kept them in thine own name. What is the name he kept them in? What is the name? Israel was in the name of David. Jehoshaphat was in the name of Jeff. He kept them in the Father's name. What is the Father's own name? He said, I kept them in thine own name. You have kept them, Father, in thy own name. And Messiah kept them from every sin and corruption. He reproved them, for he came in the Father's name. There's only one name and no other name. Go ye into all nations, submerging them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit. Peter said, why hast thou allowed Satan to fill thine heart to lie to the Kodosh, the Holy Ghost of Yahweh? Then he says, you have not lied unto man, but you have lied unto Yahweh. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. It is one thing about the corruption of the mighty man. It's hard to break an old dog, as they say. You get set doing something a certain way. You don't like to do that. And this is a generation, they become very mummified, very tired, if they do the same thing redundantly over and over again. They don't like doing things over and over again. Keep through thine own name. You've kept them in thine own name. In thine own name. When it was yours, was it not thine? It was thine own. That's not the Father. He is a possessor of thine own name. He has a name. It's not Lord and it's not God. It's Yahweh. That is thy name. That's why he sent Yahshua to proclaim the power of that name. It had been lost because of religious practices and the way men had brought in their own schisms and their own sin, just like it's done today. You don't have no consistency in one thing at all today, but that day of Pentecost, they were the same mind, same spirit, same heart, that let no one call anything that was their own. In these whorehouses today, everybody's calling everything their own. God wants you to have a Cadillac. God wants you to have a $1 million house. God wants you to have that. That is a lie from hell. Their God wants them to have that, and not Yahweh. When a man is truly free, he has nothing he called his own. I am thine. You're the possessor of my soul, Yahweh. I've been born with the price of Messiah. He kept them through his name. Because the gods knew his name. And they could not touch that which belonged to Yahweh. Satan knew his name. Sure he did. That's why he said the Messiah in that experience. He said, thou be the son of Yahweh. Cast yourself down. I know what is written in the Psalms because I know David. He said, David declared that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. He said, any time thou should dash thy foot against the stone, they shall bear thee up. So I know what Scripture says. Now cast yourself down if thou be that son. If you be the son of Yahweh, cast yourself down. For the fool was not certain. Effeminate foul thing he is. He operates in that kind of a spirit, too. There's nothing, brothers and sisters. I love you, sisters. Nothing like a silly woman. Nothing like a silly woman. A foolish man is a fool, but a woman that's silly, there's nothing like a silly woman. Nothing. The foulest of things, a silly woman and a foolish woman. And that's the way he is in his effeminate ways. He knows how to rub against you. He said, thou be the son of Yahweh, cast yourself down. He said, I know you, devil. I know you. You have no power. Get away from me, you wicked thing. You don't dip your way. You know what the word says. You know what it says. You want to try him with that? Oh, if thou can heal me, then heal me. You don't tempt him like that. I'm healed because he said it. You don't tempt him. If you're supposed to be this great king, then heal me. No. For me to live is Messiah. If I die, I still gain. If I suffer with him, I'm going to reign with him. Thy will be done. Heal me if you want to. If you don't, that's all right. I glory in trials and tribulation because I make thy name known. I exalt thee regardless to what it is. I won't complain about it. For in all things, I'm going to give you thanks. You seem foolish, Father, but you're suffering affliction, but I still give you thanks. I can't do that for my natural. My natural mind won't let me do that because my natural eye mind makes me pay attention to me, my own, my possession. It doesn't make me give thanks unto Him that owns my soul and that made me. My own problems will make me pay attention to my own problems. And I'll be cut. When you are oppressed, caught under some suppressive spirit, it's not the problems of your brothers and sisters. It's your own problems. It's your own thing that have brought you under that bondage. It's not because you're overly zealous and concerned about me or someone else. It's your own problems that have bound you and you're caught under the chains and the yokes of your own problems. And you don't trust Him enough to bring it to the altar of Almighty Yahweh and lay it down before Him. Why? Because He's not real to you. He's not really your soul. He's just a figment. He's a thought. He's this form of thing or this formality that we practice that have no real life to it or no light at all. And that's not the Father. He is real, I know why, because my soul and experiencing His truth makes Him real to me. By faith, I believe Him. What is your faith? Nothing but a little grain of mustard seed. But it caused me to believe Him. It caused me to trust Him. And I know He's done it all for one thing, for His name. He done it all for His name. Yes, every God has been exalted, but that name of Yahweh is going to be exalted. I don't care what the pagans say and the heathen say, that is not a name God, that is not a name Lord. His name is not Jesus Christ. His name is Yahweh. Messiah came in the Father's name. Yahweh, Yahshua is the Lamb, the salvation, the anointing of salvation unto Yahweh's house, Israel, whereby Yahweh's power rests upon them. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else He's going to receive. He's going to remove the pagan talk out of the mouths of His people. He's going to remove that. I'm going to preach a series of messages on the Word. Just that one word, Word. We want to see what Scripture says. I know you don't have time to search Scripture. You don't take time for Him. You don't take time for that. You don't have no time for Him. You don't have no time for Scripture. Because there ain't no love for Him. And that's just the truth. You love Him, you take time. Wife loves her husband, she'll take time to make sure meal is prepared. Husband loves his wife. He'll make sure that there's sufficient. And it starts with a spiritual life. He will make sure he's doing those things that bring about a profound unction in his house. There's a light and a power of Yahweh's anointing. That's where it starts. That's where the care of the family starts, right there, with the spiritual light. Fools feed their children bread and they murder them. They kill them. Daddy's going to work hard every day and never see their sons and daughters. And all of a sudden, 18, 20 years old, miss all of their lives, don't even know them. That's not a difficult thing to do that. The welfare do that. The state of America would do that. But a father start at the first thing. That's why the Father, He is our Father, isn't it? And He started with the first thing. He said, feeding you ain't nothing. Because the birds, the sparrows, they eat. That's nothing. Feeding you is nothing. That's nothing. He said, but feeding you the spiritual bread, that's where it starts. That ain't nothing to give them bread. Ain't nothing to give them a biscuit. Nothing at all. Men go to the welfare and get biscuits for their children. They go to government and get bread for their children. They go to another master and work and get bread for their children. You know, when a man works for another man, he becomes an indentured servant unto that man. But the thing that you feed them is the spiritual life that brings about the power and the zeal of Almighty Yahweh. That if they don't even have bread, they'll die waiting for the fullness of that bread. That would have said that I'm going to, as being an example of what the body is today, she said, I got a little oil and a little meal. I'm out here to get a few little sticks. And my son and I'm going to get enough to bake a little bread. A cruise is going out, no meal. And then we're going to just lay down and die. And the prophet, the man of Yahweh, says, bring me first. Bring me some bread. And that's what Yahweh did. He brought you first the bread. He showed us with Israel as He brought them out into a barren place. A place where no life was barren, it was a wilderness. He began to rain down the bread of heaven, the quails. He fed them with full of malachs. He fed them with food that was convenient to their souls and satisfied to the inward parts. In all of His mercy and goodness in that situation, they began to murmur and they began to complain. He did that to make known there were gods in Egypt, and there were many gods in Egypt, but they were not like Yahweh. They cannot bring manna down from heaven. They cannot cause the plagues to fall upon a people, and yet you escaped out of it. They cannot, they were not covered with the blood that when death came through, you escaped out of that. He said, that's not the issue to give you bread. But to give you my own son, that's the issue. And he sent his own son. He sent his own son. What son did he send? He sent his own son. He gave down, he set down his own life for us. And in that, he wants that to be identified with whom he is. Not with some god, some pagan god. Not with some pagan lord. But with Yahweh. That is his name. Messiah Yahshua. Came in that name. No other name. And I'll preach it until I die. And I believe he's going to keep me around just a little while. Do you have confidence in that? I have confidence in him. I know what his word says. If I will love life and see better days, just keep myself from evil. Don't let guile be in my mouth. Bitterness. Guile. Cause you to speak bitter against him. Bitter against his labor of love, his work. Let not those things be in your soul. Let the pure word, the word of life, flow from your soul. That he may be made known in a mighty way. What? I'm no more my own. I'm his. He kept them in his name. In thy name. He said that you kept them. He says in John chapter 5, verse 42 and verse 43. So in order to know the Father's name, I got to know who the Son is. John chapter 5, verse 42. He said, Father, but I know you. But I know you. He said to those Jews, he said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. He said, I am come in my Father's, the apostrophe there, isn't it? Father's what? Name. And ye receive me not. But if another come in his what? Own name, him ye will receive. See that possession there. If another come in his own name. Thy own name, you will receive that one. But because I came in the Father's name, you will not receive me. What is his name? When you find the Son's name, you will find the Father's. When you find the Father's name, you will find the Son. He did not denounce the Father. He said, I will teach you how to pray. Our Father, which are above the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thine own name is holy. He has a vine. He possesses a name. He's not knowing some generic term. Your God is. Because your gods change. You ever seen your gods change? You want something sweet now? And that doesn't satisfy you? And so you want something tart? Well, that's not what you want. You want a hamburger. Well, that doesn't fill the spot, so you want a cheeseburger. Well, a cheeseburger just don't make it out, so you want a gopher burger. So a gopher burger don't hit the spot. You want chocolate ice cream. Well, that don't satisfy, then you want vanilla ice cream. Well, that just doesn't fill the spot, so you want strawberry ice cream. That's why he said, the day that thou eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt be as gods. That's what he said. And they ate. And they became gods. They became gods. Knowing what is right and wrong. But they were not your way. Self-existent one. No creation. The beginning. The Bereshit. That's what he is. The Bereshit. The beginning of everything. All things. Where's his beginning? He is the Bereshit. He is the beginning. No beginning and no end. He said, I've come in my Father's name. And if someone has come in their own name, own, O-W-N, possession, him you will receive. But because I come in the Father's name, because you are religious and there were no... Let me say to you all, folks that call themselves Jews are not going into the kingdom because they say they're Jews. And that trash they call Judaism, that Judaism and Christianity is the basis of America, that's trash. You can call me anti-Semitic, I'm telling you that's trash. There's only one way. Unto the Father, and that's through Messiah. It's not through the Kabbalah. Not through their writings. How scrupulous the scribes were. We are very gullible people, and Satan knows that. We're sottish. He knows it doesn't take much to warp the minds of the people. He can set you down in front of a television, and you will worship, and you will spend hours there. He will send you out to Walmart, and you can't pick between the none of the shirts there. Which one are you going to get? Just a shirt. Well, like the blue or the yellow, the green, the black, and confuses the mind so you don't even know which one to get. And that's the truth. Which pair of shoes you get? Well, these feel like, let me try on that one, let me try on that one, let me try on that one. What does he do? Well, he wants to take away the time. No time for your way. No time at all. Time to lift weights, but no time for your way. Time to hunt, but no time for him. Time to sober, no time for him. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with your soul. Time to think about something to eat, but no time for him. Time for your gut, but no time for him. Something is wrong. Time to sit down for hours and laugh and be silly. What about you, preacher? I'll tell you what, come to the gym and you'll see what I talk about. Don't get much done because I get the preaching over there. You'll find out. You'll find out what this preacher talks about. Why? Because I can't get him off my mind. I just can't. I can't get him out of my thoughts. Do you try? No, I don't want to try to get him out. I can't get him out. If you go in some other direction, it's going to lead to my lover. He's my father, and I love him. Do you know you love him? I just don't know how to express it, but I know I do. When I hear his name, it excites me. Makes me want to leap for joy. Makes me want to shout. When I hear his son talks about him, I know that he is talking to me. He said, I came in my father's name. That's what he came in, the father's name. He did not come in some other name. He came in the father's name. Psalms 138, verse 8. Do you believe this? Psalms 138, verse 8. He kept them in thy, he said, you kept them in thy name. Psalms 138, verse 8. It says, your way will perfect that which concerneth me. Do you believe that? Amen. I believe that too. Well, how does he do it? Well, by the demonstration of his word. By the preaching, by the hearing of his word. That's how he does it. He said, thy mercy, O Yahweh, endureth forever. Do they endure forever? Are they not? His mercies endure forever. He said, forsake not. He said, forsake not. He said, forsake not, Father, the works of what? Thine own hands. We are the works of his hands. We are the workmanship of Yahweh's hand. He said, Yahweh, don't forsake the works of thy own hand. So if we are the works of thine own hand, Yahweh, we belong to him. And if he kept us in thy name, then he has a name. Then he has his own name. You have kept him in thine own name. And we're the works of his hand, and he's not going to forsake the works of thy hand. He has begun a good work. And he's the only one that is able to finish this. He's going to have to take the chisel and the chisel and the sword. He's going to have to put us in the fire to finish this work. This work is going to be finished by the fire. It's going to be a proven work. I tell you, all it's not going to be finished by your grandmama's religious whoredom and her doctrine, or your daddy's, or not mine's, or my whoredom, or my doctrine. It's going to be finished by the pure word and the perfect word that reveals the Father unto us, that we may know him. That's what makes a son complete. No, a son is not complete when he doesn't know his father. That's why Satan has done this today. It's causing much bastardom in the earth today. Children born without fathers out of wedlock. That's what he has. You can call it. You can dress it up the way you want to. They're not complete. You watch these children today, and what will happen when one rises up against them? They say, oh, look, see, it can be done. See, David Roberts, his mama had six babies by six different men. And look at him. He's not a criminal like the rest of them. He's not this. That's what the God of this world does. It's not because he had his hands on you. He had his hands on me. I was the work of his workmanship, thine own workmanship. I was a part of that. And so it is proliferating. You think women are having babies like dogs, like cows, like the beasts of the fields. And they're bringing forth the bastard, illegitimate children. And the powers of darkness are filling them. And that's just it. That's just it. That's it. And even the God of this earth can't bear that. So he's causing them to be aborted. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. Abort them away. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Abort them away. Destroy them. That's what he's doing. And so that's what he's doing. Causing them to be aborted. Killing them. And then when they brought to life, he's killing them there. Give them over to sin and corruption and death. All kind of pollution. That's the truth. You can get mad until your head get raw. It's still the truth. Yahweh never intended, he intended for a house to be complete. A father and a mother bring forth sons and daughters. He never forced to be in this proliferation of bastardom. And when a child is born outside of the realm of a father and a mother, that's a bastard. Say what you want to. Bless your old man, Bishop, you're going on, but that is what it is. Period. Are you ashamed of that? Not at all, because I'm a son.
Amen.
I know my father.
Amen.
I know my father.
Amen.
I know him.
Amen.
I know him. I'm not offended at that.
No.
And that's what sin takes us into.
Amen.
That's what the corruption of this world does.
Amen.
That's what it does. Cause the young men to do just like Ivan and Mr. Watson out there, the bulls.
Amen.
To sar them and drop them. Cause the young woman to be like beasts. And no pleasure, just beasts. That's all it is. Even that beautiful spirit that Yahweh gave husband and wife, even that's lost its fervor today. It's just a filthy thing. Why? Because the televisions have made it so corrupt. The newspapers. Satan is filling his children with hell. He's filling their minds with so much that they're not going to get to Yahweh. He's keeping them away from the Father. Video, movie house, hell house, VCR, television. Just like Brother Neesmith said, they say what they want to, but they go back to the way of their father, the devil, and they do. They fulfill their lusts, and that's the truth. I don't care if they don't like me. Proverbs 3 and 5. All you all know this verse, don't you? Oh, when I read it, you know it. I know what it says. It says, trust, Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in your God. He said, trust in Yahweh with how much of thine heart? Now that's a possession, isn't it? All thine heart. And lead not unto what? And lead not to what? Thine own understanding. So that means that thine own, you possess some understanding. He said, don't lean unto that. He said, trust in him. Why don't understand? Just trust in him. You don't have to understand what he's saying. Just trust in him. Just trust him. Don't tell me you understood salvation when you said you got saved. You didn't. You didn't trust in your own understanding. Because your understanding told you to go out, you can do that. You can go back to that. You can sin a little bit. You can whore hop. You can be a whoremonger. You didn't lean to that understanding. We trust in Yahweh and lean not to thine own understanding. You can't lean to your own understanding. You can't. You saw what he got Solomon. Removed him away from the understanding of Yahweh, did it not? It did. It did. And Yahweh gave him something he gave no other man. A wisdom, an understanding that the queens and the kings came from all the world to inquire this profound wisdom. And we think that he has changed. We think he has changed. No, he hasn't. No, he's going to give his anointed ones that understanding that his people will inquire. Only his people. Tell me his name. Your way. Proverbs 23. Look at verse 7 and Proverbs 3. Verse 7. He says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Proverbs 3 and 7. Be not wise in what? Thine own eyes. Is that not a possession?
Amen.
And he kept them in, you have kept them in what? Thine own name? Thine own name? Saints, we better begin, listen to me. Everyone look at me. You better begin to open up your heart to his truth. And you better begin to search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you are the ones that testify of him. Something is wrong, saints. I say this for a warning. That we get the fear of Yahweh. That we spend every so much time in every kind of foolish thing. And nothing concerning him. That's why there's no light today. Oh, I got light, you are a fellow liar. We also, so let our light shine, that man may see the power of Yahweh in us, and then we will glorify. Who is this one you're serving? They see darkness in you. I can look at our faces. I don't see the power of the brightness of his countenance. I see flesh. Because they don't love for his truth. When Messiah said that to them, he could see their expressions. He said, I know you. I know who you are. He's like, tell you one thing, you don't have the love of Yahweh in you. Matter, you always tell you don't have the things that you think you have. You get, who do you think he is? Well, I'm a servant of Yahweh. I stand to proclaim the proclamation of his truth. To do what? Well, if you're that righteous, why do you need warnings? He said, warn the righteous man and the wicked man. Tell me, why do you need warnings? If you're so self-righteous, your God tells you that, then why do you warn the righteous and the wicked? Because he said it. You want the righteous and the wicked man. You want both. That's truth. And this God of this world, he's not warning them at all. Eat, drink, be merry. Fill your heart. Glutton. That's yours. Own anything you want to. Whatever you want is yours. $30 million house or $1 million house. You can have it. Think it and dream it. You can get it. That's not what scripture says. Delight ourselves in Yahweh. There's only one desire we ought to have. Our affections upon the kingdom. The things that are eternal. Because of that. Because of that. He will supply everything that you need. We got a journey that's going to take more than a bologna sandwich. It's going to take more than cheesecake. It's going to take more than a pot of beans. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take the manna. Not that the manna that rained down in Egypt. Nah. It's going to take the true bread of life. I am, he said, the bread of life. I am the living water. You drink of that water, you're going to thirst. You drink of this well, you will never thirst again. It's going to take more than that on this harsh, hot journey, the trial. You're going to need the living water. You're going to need that living water. And you better know the one that brings you the pitcher to drink to. Because you may just put a little cyanide in there. Glory. Glory to Yahweh. The 23rd chapter of Proverbs, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verse 4. You always say, labor not to be rich. Is that not what scripture says? Labor not to be rich. Don't labor to be rich, saints. Proverbs 23 and 4. He said, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Thine own now. Same expression. You've kept them in thine own name. He says, cease from thy own, your own wisdom. Cease from thy own wisdom. That wisdom you have is, it is not from above. It is earthly, sensual, and devilish. That's what it is. That wisdom that you have did not descend from above. That's why you're confused. That's why there's envy and strife, confusion, and every evil work. You work evil thoughts in your minds, evil things in your heart. Don't tell me that come from Yahweh. So you got to cease from thine own wisdom. Well, I just believe. Pastor Roberts is preaching a false doctrine, is he? Tell me your wisdom of doctrine then. He won't give it to a Jezebel woman. He didn't give it to Jezebel. But he gave Jehu a doctrine. And that old eunuch said, this whore, push her down. And Jehu didn't show no mercy. He didn't give it to her. And he's not giving this Jezebel whorehouse any doctrine today. That's why their doctrines are twisted. There's only one doctrine. Yahweh's truth. Messiah in him do all the fullness of Almighty Yahweh. In him. That's the only doctrine you need. Amen. You get that, then the other doctrines will come. Baptism, marriage, and holiness, and sanctification, and purity. And so he's going to have men today that are not bound by some religious order. And they're not going to be bound by people. They're going to be bound by dollars. What do you want in life, Pastor Roberts? Hey, but one thing that I long to see, I live to see him. That is what percolates my life. I really do. I don't live to see the Alps, the seven wonders of the world. And they change so many years. One of the wonders season. I want to see the wonderful one that made the wonders. That's what I want to see. I am longing to see his glorious, wonderful face. No, I'm not going looking for mama. I'm going looking for Messiah. And he's going to give me a new name and a stone. He's going to give me a new name. Don't you notice he's going to give you a new name because our names, oh, think about our names. They represent every kind of defiled thing there is. I named this one Shomoka Baka because I was there at some place with Jimmy Mack and I named this one that. I was over there with Willie Bell. Shaboka, Shanaka. What does it mean? I don't know, honey, but it's the crazy spirits that own them. They have no value. That's why the children are crazy. Preach on, preacher. Now the children are nutty. They're foolish. They're crazy. Yes, they are. The seeds of destruction. Rakola Shalola Babola Devila Shalola. What is that? That's my baby girl. Or what does it mean? I was looking at the stars one night and something just popped in my mind. Is that so? You're right, it did pop in your mind. That's why you need to see from thine own wisdom.
Amen.
Glory. I just call her Miriam. Oh, Arias, what? Yahweh's favor. I like that.
Amen.
And that's what Satan has done. He understands the importance of name.
Amen.
And that's why he's naming these youngest names that their minds are twisted like hell.
Yeah.
They're twisted like hell. They don't know which way to go. Their minds are just as twisted as their names. Shanaka, Janoka, Roroka. Masaka. Masaka, Mayaka. What is that, honey? So he's given these names. Why? Because there's only one name. And it's Yahweh. Messiah. Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 19. I find us here. Jeremiah 2:19. I find you here. I find us here. This is what it says. Chapter 2, verse 19. He says, thy own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahweh, and that my fear is in none of thee, saith Yahweh of hosts. He says, it's thine own wickedness. See, it is your own wickedness you're going to be judged by. What a man called evil good and good evil. He put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That man is a wicked man. He's an abominable thing before Yahweh. What do you call a righteous man? Wicked. And he called the wicked right. When they will fellowship and have a strength dwelling with the wicked. And their souls are not vexed. Something is wrong.
Amen.
Look at what you say.
Amen.
Look at what you believe. That's the truth.
Amen.
For Lot vexes righteous soul.
Amen.
Dwelling with that wicked generation. Seeing and hearing all of their wicked and righteous deeds that they did. Now I want to show you thy name. See what the scripture says.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me to Numbers. Turn quickly. Numbers chapter 32. Numbers 32. Yahweh has his own name.
Amen.
And that's what thy name is, my own name. Just like you possess your own name. It is a possession.
Amen.
Now we don't have that much. We have a diversity of names here. If I said Stacy, who am I talking to? There's only one.
Amen.
There's only one Sean here.
Amen.
There are two Davids. There's only one James here.
Amen.
There's only one Jeff here. There's only one Ray here. Two, I apologize. There's only one Cliff here. There's only one Irene here. There's only one Jean here. There's only one Joanne here. There's only one Dean here. There's only one Jason. There's only one Kevin. There's only one Dolphus. Oh, there's a Dolphus. You saw ya. There's only one Dolphus. One Laura. One Jeremy. Huh? Only one. Only one. Christopher. Randy. There's only one Randy, the man now. Two Randys. But Rand. Different. And so Yahweh knows what he's doing. Now the scripture says in Numbers chapter 32. I want you to pay attention. Listen to this now. It says in Numbers 32 verse 40. Numbers 32:40, and Moses gave Gilead unto Machir, the son of Manasseh. And he dwelt therein. And Joriah, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small town thereof, and called them Kavayar. Verse 42, and Nobah went and took Kenath and the village thereof and called it, listen now, Noah, after his own name. And he named it after his own name. And he always sent his son after his own name. There's only one name whereby they can be kept, and that is in that name. And that's why he said, you have kept them in thy own name. Because I came in that only name whereby they can be kept. His own name. And so he named the city after his own name. So has Yahweh named his son after his own name. So has Brother Dell named his son after his own name. So has Brother Dolphus named his son after his own name. His own name. Now that name that he named the city Noah, then there was a name after own name. Then where is thy own name, Yahweh? Where is that? But yet this man had a name, and he named the city after his own name. Now the son came in the father's own name. What is the father's name? Reveal your truth, Father. Only through his house now. He's going to hide these things from the wise and the prudent. He's going to reveal them unto babes. Now the scripture says in Deuteronomy, turn quickly, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 12. Deuteronomy 3, verse 12. And this land which we possess at that time from Aurora, which is by the river of Arnon, and hath Mount Gilead, and the cities thereof, I gave unto the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead and Bashan, being in the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, and all Bashan, which was called the land of giants. He said, yeah, the son of Manasseh took all the country of Argob, and the coast of Geshuri, and Makahata, and called them, look at this now, and called them by his own name, Bashan Havoth Yair, until this day. He took the land and he called it by his own name. Why? That when men came to that land, they would know who established the land. So Yahweh took his son and called him by his name, that when men called on that name, they would know who made that one to establish his name. And that's the way it is, by his own name. And that's why Messiah said, you have kept them in thy own name. Why? Because I've come in thy name. I couldn't keep him in my own name because I had no name. He had no name but the Father's name. He couldn't preach no other name but the Father's name. That's the truth. For in that name is the salvation of the house of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 18. 2 Samuel 18, verse 15. And 10 young men, 2 Samuel 18, 15, and 10 young men that bear Joab's armor, compassed about and smote Absalom, and slew him. Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. Look at this verse 17 and 18. Hear this, please. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled one to his tent. Now Absalom, look, in his lifetime, had taken and reared up unto himself a pillar, which is in the king's dell in the low place. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. That's what a son does. And this is Messiah here. He comes to keep the father's name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name. And it is called until this day Absalom Palace Place. And that's what the son came to do. To keep the father's name in remembrance. And so when you hear about the son, you will know that it is of the father. He kept us and he keep us in his own name. And the Messiah will never abandon the father's name. is not Jesus. It's not Lord and it's not God. I know what our doctrine that taught us. And if you would take time to study, instead of studying which piece of candy you want, which kind of bread you want to bake, what kind of potato you want, what kind of cookie you want, just study the word of faith. And you will find the truth is so evident, even in your King James rendition. I have many translations of Scripture. And I look at them all. And I can see the twisting in every last one of them. How does it come? By revelation. He's going to reveal one thing, and that's Himself. Without Him, there's no word. Yahweh is the word. And if He's not revealed, what kind of word do you have? Tell me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh. What word do you have unless He's revealed? That is the stupidity of this generation. And so He sent His Son, as Absalom did, that He had no one to raise up, and Yahweh had no son. So He sent a son. That His name, His old name, may be made known, and in that name you will know that you're kept. Because in that name the Son is in that name. Go ye into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Kodosh, the holy anointing of Yahweh. Messiah meant what He said. He was the word of Yahweh. And Peter did not go against that. Now the apostolic doctrines and these early doctrines that they have today, they go against it. Because we are traditionalized. Don't you understand? All these doctrines started with some kind of great division between men. They're fighting, they're warring. Don't you understand? The Protestant movement started by a movement with Luther and these men. Because they did not concur with the Catholic doctrine. Do you understand that? Don't you understand before that there was a group called Pharisees? The Sadducees, the Essenes, the scribes. Don't you understand that that there was great division amongst them? And don't you understand when the scribe began the right thing, they said, oh, Jeff, that scribe, I despise him. I'll change this. Are you thinking it all pure then? Then tell me about you. How pure is your mind? Tell me how you take the word of Yahweh and you twist it and you lie against it. Yeah, you liar, you hypocrite, we're that way. You lie against His truth. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that, but the truth says it's wrong. That's what the word of Yahweh says. Messiah said, who is my brother? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? He lifted up his hand and said, these are my brothers. This is my family. They didn't do the will of my Father. They didn't do the will of my Father. You lie against that. You lie against that. That's the truth? You lie. It's not the truth. Huh? He promised that if any man deny father, brother, sister, mother in this generation, he would give them, in this life, he'd give them brothers and sisters and mothers. So I bless you always for the mothers and the brothers. What? That's all right. For the sisters and the brothers, I do. Why? Well, there's only five in my natural family. My, I don't even want to count what we got here, but it's enough. It's enough. I can go to this sister, that brother, that brother, that brother, that brother, that brother. That's just, this is truth. And it is all revealed in that name, His name. That's why Satan has done a masterful job to keep us from that. That's why you have such infighting. You have not had any growth from now until the day Martin Luther. I don't care what you say. It's less faith then than it was then. Because at least he was willing to die. You're not willing to die for nothing. This is a generation, don't tell me, they're not willing to die for nothing. You ain't willing to die for nothing. You ain't willing to die for nothing. You can't even keep the cook out of your mouth at night. Because you ain't really kill the fly. Don't tell me that. May Yahweh bless you. May keep your hearts. Encourage saints, I am. I'm going to preach till Messiah comes. Yahshua. And He's coming. I want to say, well done, my faithful servant. He's unpleasing. He don't even have to be well pleased. He'll be pleasing me. Hey, I just want him to be pleased in me. And I do. For my life is His. My life is in His hands. I have no power to control it. I can't produce anything. I can't reproduce anything. I can't make a son. I can't make a daughter. Neither can you. I can't produce nothing. All I can do is exalt Him and make His name known. And I'm going to do that. I don't care what I preached the last 25 years. I'm going to preach this until I die. And I know it's coming closer. Every day, every day. When America falls, she's going to fall. She's got the folks tricked now. You got the interest rates down so low that the government is getting all this cheap money and all of a sudden come payback time. And then when the rate goes up, then all of a sudden it's payback. Yeah. It's going to kill this nation. And they're going to wallow in the streets. They're going to beg like beasts. You see, I believe you always tempered my heart because they're not coming in here. I don't care who it is. I will someone has to be able to discern the Spirit. You can't come here. Huh? And that's the truth.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I know it didn't happen in the first world either. And it sure didn't happen in Sodom and Gomorrah. So none of those things ever happened. Lot's wife didn't turn around and become a pillar of salt. So don't worry about it. I don't blame you. I wouldn't worry about it either. Because it's not going to happen. But it will. It will happen. He's warned this nation. He's warned the people. He's given you much. And it's still. He says, hell and destructions are never full. Neither is the heart of man ever. You can't satisfy. I don't care what he does. You will never be satisfied. This is a generation of foolishness and frivolity. May Yahweh keep us all. I pray that he bless you today. The word inspiration to your heart, because it's going to take that in this hour. It's going to take faith. The only way you're going to have faith, you must hear the word preach. These gods of this world are telling everybody, do your own thing. You know, and they don't know. Your own wisdom doesn't generate anything. It must be the wisdom that first of all is from above. It's first of all pure. And I'm not a false doctrine teacher. I preach truth. I preach Messiah, the Son of Yahweh. Nothing else to preach. He came in the Father's name. That's what I preach. I preach things in the past in ignorance because I didn't know. So Yahweh has shined this brilliant light in the sour that it may be revealed. To a lowly person like me, a lowly, as Miriam said, a lowly handmaid, but a lowly servant of Yahweh. And I'm grateful for that. His name shall be exalted. You don't. The rocks will cry out. And he got rocks that will cry out for him. So may Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged. Pray for me, saints. I need that. I really do. I need that. I need that. I do. I really do. I really, really do. You got a burden? No. He's my burden bearer. I trust the Father. I do. I don't care what man or what woman come against me. That doesn't, really, those things don't bother me, saints. I walk around here at times, I'm so very grateful for what he's done, his peace. I'm glad what he has. I really am. Good to be brothers and sisters, saints. It really is. I'm looking for a good time tonight. Be encouraged. I'm going to be faithful to old Brother Lindsay of Johanna. I'm going to see him one day. I'm going to see my master first, then I'll see Johanna, all right? May Yahweh bless you, saints. We're looking for a good time tonight. It's going to be a nice, cold night. Not cold, but it's going to be nice. That's all right, Yosef? Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all, saints. Pray one for the other. In all things, Yahweh, we bless you. We thank you for Messiah. Go with thy people. Thank you for the safety here, Father. Take the saints home safely, I pray, in your sure name. Bless you all.